to the San Francisco Bay Area now, where if there's a poster child for the effects of climate change, it would be State Highway 37. This is an east-west lifeline stretching 21 miles and severely threatened by rising seas. Heavy storms this winter flooded the highway, shut it down for the second time in 3 years. Craig Miller from member station KQED reports that the solutions provide a preview of what the entire coastal area faces as sea levels continue to rise.
Every day, about 46,000 people drive State Highway 37, the scenic, essential thread that connects Marin County with cities to the east. But it's a tenuous thread, strung out on a berm barely above sea level, traversing the vast salt marshes known as the San Pablo Baylands. In February, a levee broke, shutting down westbound lanes for 5 days while crews pumped water off the road and trucks hauled in loads of rock to shore it up.
It calls into question, how much longer can we have Highway 37 in the way that it is without preparing for sea level rise?
That's Assemblyman Mark Levine. He commutes on 37 from Marin County to Sacramento, so he was frustrated when the road was underwater again 2 years after the state raised a section of it.
Paved a couple of parts of it. The part that we didn't pave was the one that got flooded. Of course, it's the bottom of the bathtub, if you will. So we can't pat ourselves on the back on these Band-Aids and quick fixes. We need to think a little bit bigger and think for the future.
That future is coming at us fast, with rising sea levels, high tides, and extreme weather events. Scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey say at the current pace of global warming, Highway 37 will be underwater, quote, multiple times per month, year-round, in little more than 20 years from now. And some say, maybe sooner.
We're noticing that the water is getting higher and higher near the highway.
Fraser Schilling co-directs the Road Ecology Center at UC Davis.
So it's not just one storm closes the highway, it's also we're increasing the baseline, the level of water around it, which increases the risk with every storm of the highway closing again. So I would say we're in that window where any given year the highway could close potentially indefinitely.
Most potential solutions fall into three buckets. Raise the berm that supports the road, put the road on stilts and make it a causeway, or reroute it entirely, skirting the marsh by looping it north along higher ground. All three would also widen the road, which is often choked with traffic. But no matter what they do, it's certain to be a multi-billion dollar project. And since there's currently no money for that, there's growing sentiment that the new 37 will need to be a toll crossing.
Any proposal to elevate the highway through the marsh is a proposal to build a new road, because they're not going to build it over the footprint of the existing one. It's going to be alongside. So you're talking about a whole new road.
Adding some urgency to the situation is that even as the bay is rising, the land itself is sinking. Just to the north of 37 are thousands of acres of marshes, most of them under some kind of restoration. They themselves could be a buffer against rising seas if it weren't for Highway 37, which in its present form acts as a kind of dam separating the marshes from the bay.
It doesn't let the marsh do what it needs to do.
Susan Schwarzenberg studies the interaction of human and natural forces around the bay at San Francisco's Exploratorium. She says making the road an elevated causeway would allow the wetlands to do their job, deliver sediment to the bay, reestablishing plants and animal habitat.
It's just beautiful, the way in which the marsh reflects the sky. It's green, it's orange, it's kind of purple and yellow. You see these swarms of birds, the gray, the brown hills in the background. I mean, it's a vista that everyone should love.
So Schwarzenberg has been working with a world-class design team on a whole new vision for the highway. An undulating ribbon for cars, bikes, and pedestrians. It could have elevated observation decks and even floating campgrounds to reconnect people with the natural beauty of the North Bay marshes. They even have a name for their grand vision.
The Grand Bayway.
Tom Leader heads TLS Landscape Architecture in Berkeley. He led one of the teams in the recent Resilient by Design Challenge and envisions the north end of the bay as an ecological central park.
That would include needs of transportation for people that are trying to get to work, but in a more elegant, interesting way, and people to have access and develop the whole cultural life that's embedded here and that living with water into the future.
That means, among other things, looking for ways to let the rising waters in rather than pushing them back with seawalls and levees. Baylands are a living example of that. But state officials say even settling on a design could be years off. Back at UC Davis, Fraser Schilling says one reason is that four counties and dozens of agencies are involved in the planning. And while he likes the idea of a grand bayway, he's skeptical it'll happen.
Institutions are the barrier. It's institutions not having the mechanisms for creative thinking, for new ways of doing things to adapt to this new kind of condition.
This new condition of rising waters means that the old Highway 37, the one we still count on, could be the first major thoroughfare that the Bay Area loses completely to climate change. For Here and Now, I'm Craig Miller.
Get to it while you can if you're visiting the area.